Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of Liberty State, brought to you once again by Covenant Church Spokane. Join us if you want to be part of a fellowship that loves God and loves this country. You can always come on Sunday, 10 o'clock, or you can catch us on live stream, and we even have an app now, where we will be feeding through our podcasts and live streams as well. So just feel free to fellowship and join us. If you don't feel at home in another church, you always feel at home at Covenant. So, and we're the body of Christ. That's the way we look at things. And we need to be exposing evil and holding the line unashamedly in today's day and age. As always, it is in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. Better hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, and about not ending in prayer, but moving to action. There's a difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. Jeremiah 17:7-8, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream. And will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. There's a psalm I want to read. I read it here last week. I want to read it this week as a reminder. Psalm 20, verse 5. May we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, may we set up our banners. And then a little later, they will collapse and fall, and we will rise and stand firm. Grant victory, O Yahweh. Let the king answer us when we call. I'm going to get to the election issue here in a second. But I want to go to the international front quickly on your daily intelligence briefing. Looks like Morocco may be one of the next countries to sign a peace deal with Israel. That's being reported to us from Debka File. Also, the war in Armenia. Looks like it's taken a turn toward the Azerbaijanis. 2,000 Russian troops have now been deployed to block the Azerbaijani advance in the Nagorno-Karabakh. Apparently, the Azerbaijanis have captured the second largest city in that region. And so, anyway, there's still conflict happening over there. And just as a side note, I want to talk about Israel for oddly, President Trump, the most pro-Israel president in modern times, and Benjamin Netanyahu, it looks like he stabbed him in the back. Wow. Democrat Party has never done anything. I shouldn't say never. They have done a few things because Truman was the president that recognized them as a country first before any other country in the world. But in modern times, Democrat foreign policy has just destroyed the Middle East. I just don't understand that. These Marxists do this. I don't understand it. Anyway. All right. We're going to next go to the National Front. Now, I'm going to make a special announcement. Everybody paying attention. On Thursday, we are going to have a special guest here on Patriot Radio, Rich Higgins. Rich Higgins was the Director of Strategic Planning for the National Security Council. He's the author of the memo, and I've mentioned the memo many times on the show, but he's also the author of a book called The Memo that talks about his over 20 years fighting the deep state and what's really going on here in America. A lot of changes have happened. The Secretary of Defense finally fired, replaced with a Green Beret, former Green Beret combat vet, who understands intelligence and also has great specialty in counterterrorism, and great experience in that. And Rich Higgins can lend some insights onto who these people are and who they're up against inside the Department of Defense. And the fact of the matter is, Trump is still facing deep staters, even 4 years later, trying to hurt him. So pay attention on Thursday, because Rich Higgins, along with General McInerney, have broken many things wide open at the national level about what's actually going on, who's behind it, what we can do about it, which is really the most important part of it. Now, okay, I have a lot of stuff to talk about, okay? So I'm going to go down this, not necessarily in a kind of grouped subject matter order, because there's so much material. But very clearly, without question, fraud has occurred here in the United States of America. I want to talk to you about 3 points. First point, when we were in Iraq, we were observing the first elections there. One of the key things that you absolutely make sure does not happen is mail-in voting, because it is rife with the potential of fraud. If our U.S. military didn't allow it in Iraq, why on earth was it allowed here? Number two, one of the key indicators, of fraud in an election is a vertical voter line. We saw that clearly in Wisconsin and very clearly in Michigan. That is the key indicator, of fraud. It is statistically impossible for that to happen. And so all these people out there, there's no proof of voter fraud. No, there's no proof. Yes, there is proof of voter fraud. And in fact, we were trained to look for that kind of thing. Now, I'm going to get into some of the other indicators of vote fraud here. But essentially, as detailed by Lieutenant General McInerney, they used a CIA program called Hammer with an application called Scorecard. That is what the working theory is right now, and there is some evidence that they believe shows that that may have happened. In addition to that, Dominion, interesting name, Dominion software with links to the Clintons, by the way, which we'll get to in a second, was used in 40% of the elections in the United States. 40%. That has been shown very clearly to have had, quote, glitches. And interestingly enough, all these glitches always go one way, as somebody said here recently. So, on top of that, you have individualized instances of voter fraud. Now, some of these were centrally planned very clearly, because why did the counts all stop at the same time across all these different states? That very clearly indicates that there was some sort of collusion, some sort of planning. Donald Trump just tweeted that ballot corruption will be disposed, or I'm sorry, hopefully it will be disposed of too. Ballot corruption will be exposed tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 6 o'clock Pacific on Sean Hannity. This is just a start, folks. I have been on the phone calls with some of the lawyers across the country that are working on this. I know what evidence is already out there. There is no question. I mean, listen to me. There is no question. It's irrefutable. And we're going to go through a lot of this, but it's irrefutable that fraud occurred. And it's also irrefutable that enough fraud occurred to sway the election in favor of Biden, In fact, that was the entire intent behind the fraud from what the evidence is beginning to show very clearly. Okay, so let's go back and I want to recap this. Number one, one of the things that you really don't want to ever have an election is mail-in balloting, and that's got to end in the United States. Got to end. You may have the exceptional provisional balloting for military overseas, those kind of things. That is the exception because mail-in balloting is so prone to fraud. Number two, vertical voter lines are statistically impossible. One of the key indicators of fraud happening. Number three, another key indicator is when you have a whole bunch of ballots, and I'm talking grossly disproportionate, that have only one name checked. In other words, they only voted in one race. All of the races below that, what we call the down ballot races that are below that on the ballot, those races are left completely blank. The reason that is a key indicator of fraud is because you can do more fraud with less people if you're only doing the fraudulent votes in the one race. That's why it's a key indicator. All right. So now, also, President Trump has tweeted about a very specific eyewitness to fraud happening in Pennsylvania. That has been forwarded, it looks like, to the DOJ. I'm going to take a look, too, at something else. This just happened, just popped up here 24 minutes ago, it looks like. Wow. Some big changes happening. Now, President Trump has been planning for a while for what has been happening, okay? So this is not new. Also been planning that there have been elements that wanted to foment a coup again, a coup attempt again in the Department of Defense. And one of those was fired yesterday. Now, it's interesting that immediately after that termination of the Secretary of Defense, that the head of voter fraud for the Department of Justice was also let go. But there's a context to this that a lot of people don't know. This same guy who was in charge of voter fraud and apparently didn't want to institute any investigations, this guy apparently was the same guy who was with Lois Lerner during the IRS targeting of conservative organizations. Same attorney. So there's a huge context here of who this guy is, and good riddance. Good riddance. So, all right, let's start down the list. First, human rights attorney Lee Dundas. I'm getting this from Brighteon. There's a video that's been posted up there and it's been posted actually across several things. Was talking about the amount of voter fraud that she was seeing, that there's no question about it. They need to get more lawyers involved. The next coming to us from actually Senator Jake Corman, who is the majority leader in Pennsylvania. Senate Republican leaders are now calling for the Pennsylvania Secretary of State to resign immediately. And the reason for this was because this was, by the way, on the day of the election, the Secretary of State has fundamentally altered the manner in which Pennsylvania's election has been conducted twice in the last 2 days. That's what they were saying. So Pennsylvania GOP leadership, now this is a majority leader who's a Republican there, are calling for the resignation of the Pennsylvania Secretary of State. Now, let's also hope that they do an investigation into this and they do not certify the electors for the Electoral College, but they certify their own electors because of the rife fraud that's gone on. That can happen in every state, by the way. Most people don't understand that. The media does not elect the President of the United States. Voters don't even elect the President of the United States. The electors of the Electoral College are the ones that elect the President of the United States. So when Biden was saying he was, look, he's lying. He's a straight up lying. State legislators in these Republican majority states like Michigan and where they have majorities like in Pennsylvania in the Senate, they need to not certify the election, the electors, excuse me. They need to certify their own electors to go forward to prevent the fraud. And this is one of the reasons that the Electoral College exists, is to stop fraud like this. So actually, the system is actually working very well right now. All right. Want to talk quickly about Ocasio-Cortez, because this is very important. A lot of people out there don't understand what is happening. This is a Marxist revolution. This was not an election. This was an attack on our constitutional republic. Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, has essentially come out. Now, she is the figurehead of the progressives, has come out and said, the figurehead of the Marxists, has come out and essentially said that there need to be enemies lists for targeting conservatives. And listen to me. When a communist says that, they mean it. What they tried to do to me in the legislature was a precursor. It was a foreshadowing of what they want to do to every American. Demonize them, get them fired from their job. And eventually what communists always do is then hunt people down and kill them en masse. And it's the history of communism. And that was coming to us from the conservative treehouse. Also, want to go to a very quick, I think, important point here. First of all, don't watch Fox News again. They were part of the problem. Yes, everybody loves Tucker. Catch that recording on the side. Don't watch Fox News ever again. There's all kinds of great news networks out there now. NTD, One America News Network, Newsmax. Although Newsmax was a little sketchy bringing Megyn Kelly on. I don't know. I'm kind of still on the fence a little bit about Newsmax. But also something that has to happen. We need to begin shifting over to alternative social media platforms. I like MeWe. I also like Parler. Now, some people have brought up Wimkin and other ones and Gab. Great. Have those alternatives. Most people right now are on MeWe and Parler. Somebody brought up to me that MeWe had an investor that is a huge Democrat donor. Let's use the tools we have and have alternatives, plans A, B, and C, and D, sitting in the wings. But Parler right now and MeWe are the ones that are being used the most. So it's not that big a deal to log on, get it going, and get a lot of the stuff that we're putting out there. And I'm gonna talk about, where all of these things are happening, but I'm also going to give you the behind the scenes on what really is behind this. And in short, the globalists want to destroy America. They don't want to have a Democrat elected president. They don't care about that. They want to destroy America because we're standing in the way. They wanted to use COVID to implement draconian one world type controls over the economy. And they've said this publicly. So people are like, oh, that's just not. They've said it publicly. Go read it for yourself. Stop allowing yourself to be lied to, or your family members, or your friends. They wanted to have strict control over the economics, strict control over the jobs, and they want to have strict control over every other area of our lives. This is what this is really about, and this is what's really behind this. All right, coming to us from the Western Journal, a great publication, by the way, if you don't know about the Western Journal. This Dominion program tallied only 2 votes for a GOP candidate. Now, I want to talk about this in depth. Essentially, this program has been at the heart of several issues in several states, okay? So hold that thought for a second. All right, coming to us from the Epoch Times, or Epoch Times. In Pennsylvania, 100,000 ballots were found to have an implausible return date. In other words, the ballot was issued the same day it was returned, which is almost impossible. Or the ballot was returned before its issue date, okay? So 100,000 ballots fall into that category. That is conclusive evidence of fraud. Number two, this coming to us from Big League Politics. Twitter went ahead and censored the audio of a Detroit poll worker being trained to lie to voters and destroy ballots. That is conclusive proof of fraud. Next, and this again, very, very clear. Dead people have been found on the voter rolls. You can go to Judicial Watch. Have been found on the voter rolls in a ton of states. Now, that's not necessarily proof of fraud, but it is proof of incompetence, because those secretaries of state should have removed them from the voter rolls. And I've heard this in Washington State from our Secretary of State again and again. There's no proof of voter. It's just a lie. Stop lying. And if your people are lying to you, Secretary Kim Wyman, fire them. Stop lying about this in Washington State. It's really simple. You take the change of address database from the United States Postal Service. You compare that to the voter rolls, and you remove the people that have moved out of state. Number two, you take the jury forms, and anyone who has answered their jury form that they actually cannot serve as a juror because they're not a citizen, you remove those from the voter rolls. And I don't want to hear the excuse, it's not possible, you can't. Yes, it is. I've seen the list. I know the access. It's a matter of will. So that brings us next to Dominion voting systems. Fascinating, fascinating issue with this whole thing with Dominion voting systems. Apparently, 40% of elections in the United States, okay, are tallied by these computer systems. Now, I mean, I get the fact that, you know, just because somebody invests in a company that, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that the company is going to go that way, but the ties to the Clintons, very, very, very troubling with this Dominion voting systems. On top of that, and very interestingly, there was a candidate, and they have kind of larger county commissions in Michigan. This candidate thought he had lost by 100, I believe it was like 124 votes. I'm going to see if I can get down to it here quickly. 124 votes and ended up winning by 1,000 votes because, wait for it, there was a, quote, glitch in the system. There are tons of other examples of this, and we're going to get into this with our guest here on the show. But when you have a specific example like that, where this guy went to bed thinking he lost the election, and all of a sudden, like, oops, sorry, there was a glitch in the system that counted all your the votes for you, for your opponent, and then he ends up winning by 1,000 votes. Now, I want to end with this Dominion system that's really troubling a lot of people, because it was the same system in Michigan that had the glitch. And it's used in, what, 29 or 30 states across the country. So why are we not talking about this as a significant issue with this election? And oh, by the way, on a positive note, it looks like North Carolina has now been officially won by President Trump, along with Alaska, too. So fascinating that they're trying to hold these states back. What? Why? Just in case there might be too close for you. Now, I want to end this part of the show by talking about something that occurred here recently with Antifa in Portland. They literally unfurl the banner that says, we don't want Biden. We want revenge, revenge, blood dripping from it. And essentially, what they're admitting with this is that they want conservatives, Christians, they want them dead. And so, if that's the case, that's the reason we have the right to bear arms. Just for these types of times. This is the reason it exists. This is the reason that we have the checks and balances in our system, including a well-armed people and including the Electoral College, so that people can't run away with fraud and steal elections. And yes, this is fraud. And I got to tell you something. I'm going to end with this thought. For too long, Rhino Republicans have been covering up for this fraud, content to just keep themselves in power. They've been covering up for the horrific things these Marxists have been doing to patriots across this country. And essentially, these Marxists are not patriots. They're not even Republicans. They're on the other side. And you can tell a rhino because they won't say anything when the chips are down. So the rhinos in the House of Representatives in Washington State, you should know exactly who they are right now because they aren't saying a word. Even though there is conclusive evidence of fraud in this election. In fact, nationally, some of these rhinos are actually coming out against Trump. They're actually coming out against him and saying that we should accept the... No, we should never accept fraud in this country. Never. We should never accept, as Judicial Watch found, 1.8 million ghost voters in 29 states. We should never accept that. We should never accept a candidate who goes to bed thinking he's lost by 100 votes. Actually, to be specific, 104 votes is coming to us from NTD News, when he actually won by 1,127. We should never accept that. And we should never accept the threats from Marxists. We owe our allegiance to God. We get our rights from God. We do not get our rights from government. And to the extent that government is not protecting those rights, it is not lawful government. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us and praying for our country through this time. And make sure you go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US, like the page, share it with your friends and family. And remember, we are on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon. We even are on our app, Covenant Church. And remember, Thursday, Rich Higgins, former director of strategic planning for the National Security Council, is going to be on Patriot Radio to let us know what really is going on. But today, we have one of the greatest journalists in this country, if not in the entire world, my friend Alex Newman. He's a senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's also part of Sentinel Media. Alex Newman, thank you so much for being here on Patriot Radio today. And I want to jump straight into this. And first of all, how are you doing? And then what do you think? My goodness, I've never seen anything like this.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Matt. Thanks for that kind introduction. It is great to be with you. And I'm doing fantastic. It's a crazy time, but I think it's critical for people not to be demoralized by the fake media, for people not to be worried. I mean, you know, as Christians, it's clear God has not given us a spirit of fear. And I, you know, sometimes I wrestle with that too. You know, we all do. We feel concerned, but God has told us not to. In fact, He's told us in Proverbs that we are to be as bold as lions. It's the wicked who flee when no one pursues. And so we should be joyful, and we should be excited to be alive at such a time as this. God's put us here for a reason, and I am thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled to see the electoral fraud being exposed all over the place. I just saw Secretary of State Pompeo drop truth bombs all over the press corps and explain that he expects a totally orderly and peaceful transition to a second Trump administration. And so I think right now the deep state, the globalists, the establishment, the insiders, they realize that they're losing control of the narrative and that they are probably going to lose this election. Many of them will probably be arrested as a result of vote fraud if this continues to come out. And so I think now the real thing we need, you know, I encourage people, don't get sucked into the, you know, Biden proposes this idiotic policy and we're going to have a national mandate. Don't get sucked into arguing about fake president-elect policies that, you know, are almost certainly not going to be implemented. The real challenge now, once we get President Trump elected for a second term in the Electoral College, I've been talking to legislators in Pennsylvania, Arizona, other states, there is a very well-orchestrated effort already underway. The next challenge is going to be, what is the deep state going to do next? And that's what I am already putting my attention on. And I think what they're going to try to do is try to make lemonade out of these lemons and maybe blame an economic collapse or other turmoil on the president, maybe try to burn down our cities. You know, you guys in Washington State, and I know there's other people listening in other West Coast states across the Northwest. If you live in a Democrat city run by a Democrat mayor in a Democrat state, you know, then I would probably be a little bit concerned. But I think so much going on, Matt. It's great to be with you. I was listening to some of your analysis just now, right on the money. Amazing times we live in. So.
Really is. And I want to let's talk about this. Let's talk about where they're really headed with this. I think that the voter fraud is going to be completely exposed based on the limited knowledge I have of the evidence that exists, the conclusive evidence that exists. The voter fraud is going to be exposed. Trump has won the election, and that actually is going to be used as a flashpoint. There are some really kind of interesting indicators out there already about this. The Anti-American Orders Project, encouraging the military to stand down if the leftists begin to riot, if the Marxists begin to riot again. That has been very interesting. The other interesting thing, I think, too, is that truckers now are saying, hey, we're going to strike. And you guys get to realize where your food's going to come from. That could create a flashpoint in some of our major metropolitan areas. What do you think is the next step for the Marxists? Do you think they just wait and see how this plays out in court? Or do you think that they let it go that far? You think they start rioting next week?
Well, I think they are probably going to wait for more solid information. Right now, they're still trying to peddle the fiction that Biden is the president-elect. And, oh, well, the UN said and the media said, so, okay, let's all play along with this. That, I think, is going to be rapidly coming to an end. I just saw yesterday Real Clear Politics pulled their designation of Biden as president-elect from their site. They withdrew Pennsylvania. So I think the realization is going to dawn upon them here in the not-too-distant future. And I think we can get a lot of insight into what they're going to do next from the Transition Integrity Project. This was a fake bipartisan operation. They called it bipartisan because they brought in a couple of neocon deep state globalists like William Crystal, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations operative who ran the bankrupt magazine, Weekly Standard. They said, oh, it's bipartisan. And they came up with all these different scenarios. They were wargaming this. In fact, the neoconservative Council on Foreign Relations member Max Boot wrote a piece in the Washington Compost outlining a scenario very similar to this, where Trump manages to stay in office. So what they're going to do is try to paint him as illegitimate, and they are going to send the terror mobs out into the streets. When this happens, I don't know. They'll probably wait for more concrete information before they, you know, go start burning down cities. But that it was outlined very specifically in the Transition Integrity Project. In the one scenario where Trump emerges victorious, they say, well, you know, he lost in the popular vote, which is not true. I'm absolutely convinced Trump dominated in the popular vote as well. Once you remove the millions of dead people, computer-generated votes, illegal immigrants, and other fraudulent ballots. But then they're going to say, well, you know, we got to get rid of this Electoral College, and that is going to be their next goal, fundamental transformation. So in this Transition Integrity Project, they talk about, you know, okay, maybe we'll let you be president since you won in the Electoral College, but we have these demands. We want these concessions. We're going to abolish the Electoral College. We're going to bring Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. in as states so we can have four more Democrats in the Senate. So they're going to be making outrageous demands. And I think after they have set our cities on fire, you know, these Democrat governors are going to try to allow this to happen, just like we saw after what happened in Minneapolis. This is well organized. It's backed by the Rockefellers. It's backed by the Soroses. It's backed by very, very powerful people. Try to terrorize everybody, try to get us begging for life as normal. I think you can almost guarantee if it looks clear to them that Trump is going to become the president, they are going to send out these stormtroopers into the street. And I think Trump did exactly the right thing. I've been saying for 6 months, you have got to get rid of Mark Esper, the guy who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, if somebody's a member of the CFR, as far as I'm concerned, they are guilty until proven innocent when it comes to serving in an administration of a supposedly conservative Republican president. Right? If you're a conservative Republican, you do not put CFR members in your cabinet. You do not have them on your staff. You do not put them in sensitive. You don't put them anywhere. In fact, you just clean house, kick them all out. It should be, you know, a big no-no. And I was very pleased to see Esper out. So that was very good. You know, the people of Washington State, the people of Oregon, the people of California, those are American citizens too. They have a right to their life, and they have a right to their property, and they have a right to their political opinions. And if the Democrat terror mobs, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others, want to go and infringe on those rights and burn your property and loot your house and loot your business and, you know, shoot things and shoot people, you know, they need to be held accountable. And if the Democrat mayors and the Democrat governors won't do their job, then at that point, unfortunately, the Insurrection Act has to be invoked and the president has to take care of that. And, you know, I say that very reluctantly. The idea of having troops get involved, to me, is horrifying. But what's even more horrifying is letting terror mobs terrorize the American people and just wantonly violate people's God-given individual rights.
Right. I mean, AOC's already come out and essentially said there needs to be a list to hunt down conservatives. And when a communist says they are going to hunt you down, they mean it. That's not hyperbole. They literally mean it, because that's what communists have done in every other country they've tried to take over.
That's right. And we need to be taking these people very seriously. And I think, you know, the foreign connections need to be exposed to. The Black Lives Matter, the ties between Black Lives Matter and hostile foreign dictatorships are everywhere. They didn't even bother to hide this. They were so flagrant. You had one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, Opal Pometi, whose parents immigrated to the United States from Nigeria because America had freedom and was prosperous and so on. And she posts pictures on her social media hugging the mass murdering dictator of Venezuela. What in the world is going on here? You've got communist Chinese embassies and consulates around the United States working with left-wing terrorists and, you know, so-called activists. All of this stuff needs to be exposed. And the same stuff was happening in the 1960s. Last time I was on the show, Matt, we talked about Bill Ayers and his terror squad, the Weather Underground, how they were working overtly with the DGI, Communist Cuban Intelligence. This is so far beyond the realm of what's acceptable. I can't even believe we're having this discussion. This is not about political opinions. This is about working with enemies of the United States in an effort to overthrow our constitutional republic. You are waging war on your own nation, on your own people. Completely unacceptable. And you're right, when they start talking about lists, and she's not the only one, there's several of these goobers now running around saying we need lists, and we need even some fake conservatives like Jennifer Rubin, the neocon at the Washington Compost, say, oh, if you supported Trump, we're making lists, and you'll never work again, and all. Who do these people think they are? You know, it's incredible times we live in. I suspect there's going to be a lot of turbulence. And, you know, we need to recognize the deep state still has a lot of power, but they are losing it very quickly. They're losing control of the narrative. You know, we predicted in the New American 3 months ago they were going to try to pull a color revolution in the United States. They're not done yet. But one of the central elements of that is voter fraud But a key part of making it successful is controlling the narrative. They are now losing that control of the narrative because we have the internet, because we have alternate means of communication. You know, they're trying. They're censoring the president on Twitter. They banned me from Facebook. You know what? I don't care. We will find alternate means of communication. And even the opposition, the controlled opposition, Fox News, is now completely exposed. Go find a Trump supporter who still watches Fox News. There are very few.
Very few are staying there. And I will tell you, my Parler profile and my MeWe profile exploded in 48 hours. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in 48 hours. And that's what we need to do. We need to shift to these alternative media platforms. And if you don't understand that by being on Facebook, by giving them a watch, you are making them money, then if you don't understand that, then you're actually becoming part of the problem. Get off of those things, because the network that has been formed around the country by, and I'm not going to call them alternative media anymore, real media in America has exposed what is going on and is far, far more powerful. And the New American Liberty Sentinel, people are going there now because they know it's true. So I want you to comment a little bit on that, especially because our efforts need to focus on getting the word out, because once the word's out, these globalists can't put a stopper back on the bottle.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. And I love what you just said. You know, it's not the alternative media anymore. It is the real media, the fake media, the propaganda media. Pamela Geller has always called it the enemedia. And I think it's a perfect term to describe the networks and the CNNs and the MSNBCs and very obviously at this point Fox News. Right? Fox News was the linchpin of their strategy. They knew that if CNN and all the networks and MSNBC called Biden as the winner, nobody would believe it. They knew they needed Fox News, and now Fox is being exposed, all their ties to the Council on Foreign Relations. And so what needs to happen, and what has already been happening for years now, is bypassing their control of the narrative. It has become now very effective. And you're right, Parler is a great place. MeWe, Gab, and a lot of the other alternative video platforms. Now, you know, they've been pulling our stuff down off of YouTube right and left. That's okay. We'll post it up at BitChute, and we'll post it at Brighteon, and we'll post it at Rumble, and we'll post it wherever we have to. And that's where the audience moves. You know, these big tech totalitarians in Silicon Valley, they made a fatal mistake. They thought they could just delete us off their platforms, and poof, it will just disappear. Sorry, people were looking for truthful information. They weren't enamored with your stupid platform. They were just looking for the truth, and it so happened that for a time the truth was allowed on your platform. When the truth isn't on your platform anymore, the audience is going to go as well. So incredible things happening. And I think this is probably the most important part of the strategy to take back our country. We have got to break our dependence on the establishment's machinery. You know, anybody who thought that the deep state was going to give us the tools to free ourselves must have been kidding themselves. We cannot trust the big tech companies. We cannot trust the mainstream media. We need alternatives. And I've been telling people for many, many years, get a subscription to the New American, a print subscription. The Google can't hide that from you. Facebook can't ban you for giving it to your neighbor. Twitter can't shadow ban you because you posted a link to the New American. And as long as we have these, you know, that's one of the big problems with all these magazines that have been closing down their print operations. Well, what happens when Google just buries you and makes it impossible to find you? What happens when the big tech companies won't let anybody share the links? And that's been happening to a bigger and bigger swath of the truthful voices. So we've got to find ways to bypass the narrative, AM, FM radio, Patriot Radio, your show, Matt, all these different ways that we still have at our disposal, and that's what people are looking for. And once they lose control of the narrative, it's all over for the deep state, at least for the foreseeable future. So,
right, and I think that, you know, they may try to do this leverage plan like you've already brought up, you know, leveraging, well, you know, California and Oregon and Washington will secede. I got to tell you, some folks up here might not mind that so much. You know, we have a Liberty State movement. That would be fantastic for many people to be freed from the tyranny of downtown Seattle. But the fact of the matter is they really want to continue to push this forward. But I'm seeing some really good things from President Trump, that he has an awareness now, finally, of the scope and extent of what he is actually facing. The fact that he fired Esper and put in a retired Green Beret who understands intelligence and counterterrorism, and the policy director now for the Department of Defense is Anthony Tata, who, by the way, has been unashamed at calling out Islamic terrorists, has been unashamed at coming against the Obama administration previously as well. I see this as actually massively positive developments that are occurring right now.
Yeah, it's huge. It's incredibly good news. And that was one of my biggest problems with what was happening early on in the Trump administration. And I understand, you know, people kept asking, why did he put swamp creatures there? Well, you know, we have a constitution, and the constitution requires that the Senate provide, you know, advice, and they advise and consent when the president nominates people. So he couldn't just come in and put in, you know, Ron Paul and Jack McManus and Matt Shea, you know, make these guys part of the cabinet, because the Senate would squash it. So there are political realities that he has to deal with. But I think Trump has become much more astute over the last 4 years. So the deep state has a lot of plans, and I think they are really losing control. And I can tell, just like you said, from some of the appointments that he's making, from some of the things that he's saying, that he has a much greater understanding of the true nature of the swamp today. And even on the religious front, you know, Trump has been extremely clear over the last few months, and it's been getting more and more strong. You know what? We need to rely on God. You know what? Jesus Christ is the Lord, and he's been saying it loudly and clearly. That is exactly what America needs, because if you really want to understand the deep state, you have to understand it is diabolical in nature. It's not just people who have stupid political ideas, right? People with stupid political ideas, that's a problem, but evil is what results in the mass murder of tens of millions of people in Russia, in China, in Germany, in Angola, in Mozambique, in Vietnam, in Cuba, in Venezuela. This is evil that we're dealing with. And I don't know that Trump fully understood that going into this, but I think he's getting a much deeper understanding. I think his faith is growing, and this is just a wonderful thing for America. So I'm not going to tell everybody everything's going to be fine next week or next month or even 2 years from now. I think the country is probably in for some very hard times. Some of it was baked into the cake. You know, they'll try to blame the economic collapse on Trump, when everybody who has a brain knows that this was caused by massive money printing and a fake monetary system that exists to extract the wealth of the American people. There's a lot of systemic problems that are going to continue to be problems far into the future. But waking the people up, which is happening now, and exposing some of this evil, starting with this vote fraud, are crucial steps in moving us in the right direction.
We have a turning point in America. A lot of people... And you rightly started off by saying, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we should have absolutely no fear in our hearts whatsoever, at all. We have, though, a lot of people here that they don't know what to do, and this really is the seminal moment in America. If this generation stands, freedom continues into the future for our posterity. And it's not just you or me, Alex, doing this. It's everybody that is going to have to do this and stand up and expose this. How do you see regular Americans doing their part in this battle for freedom and liberty?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, Matt, and I think that's really just a critical question. So I'm actually working on an article right now. It will appear in the next issue of The New American, dealing, first of all, with this voter fraud issue. You know, what do we do now that we know the deep state has tried to steal the election? They've done it brazenly. They've done it flagrantly. They've done it with impunity, assuming that the fake media and banning everybody on the social media companies was going to be enough. Well, it wasn't. And so what do we do now? Well, I think, you know, first things first, we have to make sure that the election is not stolen. So especially if you live in one of the states that are in question, this is for you. You know, Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution is very clear about how the electors are going to be appointed. They're going to be appointed in such manner as the Speaker directs. Okay, so if you live in Georgia, if you live in Pennsylvania, if you live in Arizona, if you live in Nevada or Wisconsin or Michigan, you need to be talking to your legislators and letting them know that a fraudulent election is no election at all. They have a duty to do the right thing and make sure that Trump electors go to the Electoral College. Even if you don't live in one of those states, there's no law against somebody in Washington State or Oregon contacting a legislator in Pennsylvania or Michigan. That's something that everybody can and should do. Send them an email, right? Send them an email. Get on the phone. I think the legal aspect of this is going to be really critical. So you need to encourage your state, your local, and your federal justice officials, your prosecutors, your sheriffs, your law enforcement officials to crack down and prosecute anybody who was involved in vote fraud. And these people should be convicted, and they should be absolutely nailed to the wall. And there's a lot of ways that this can happen. You know, every loser who filled out a few fake ballots because they got paid some money doesn't necessarily need a long prison sentence. Give them immunity and tell them, you know, who gave you your orders, who paid you your money. Let's move up the food chain. We don't need to arrest a bunch of low-level crooks who just thought they were going to make a little bit of money. We need to go after the people who are trying to overthrow our republic. And a good way to do that is subpoenas, getting people under oath, prosecuting people for perjury. And, I mean, these people must be held accountable. If they're not held accountable, you can bet we're going to see this forever. So we've got a lot of good news on that front. At the federal and the state level, prosecutors are looking into this. People are being arrested. People already have been arrested. Barr, who, you know, I'm still skeptical of Attorney General Barr, but he has now authorized federal prosecutors to look into all this. We've got the Association of Republican State Attorneys General also now filing lawsuits, things like this. So I think we need lawsuits, and you're the expert in this arena. I mean, you're a lawyer and former legislator. You know how this stuff works. We need lawsuits to expose this. And then the information war, you know, what we've just been talking about. We must strip their control over the public narrative, and it's happening now. So I think, you know, one of the most important things that conservatives need to realize, and I think the realization is now spreading across this country like wildfire, is that Fox News has always been more dangerous. Yes, you'll get more truth on Fox News than you will on CNN. Of course you will, right? I mean, the devil can't sell 100% lies. Just like, you know, when you feed a rat poison, most of the rat poison is yummy, delicious food. It's just a tiny little bit that kills the rat. So same thing with Fox News. Yeah, they'll give you some truth. They'll talk like conservatives on issues that don't matter. But when push comes to shove, they'll call the election for Biden. They'll cover up the vote fraud. They'll fire people who try to talk about the vote fraud. They'll silence you when you try to talk about George Soros. So we've got to be clear. Fox News and News Corporation are controlled opposition. We've got to abandon big tech, as you explained. You know, get on all these other platforms. There's great up-and-coming platforms now where honest people can have honest discussions without the risk of censorship, without getting shadow banned, all the rest of it. The John Birch Society has a national network. For 60 years, they have been bypassing the establishment's propaganda machine using pamphlets, using flyers, using DVDs, using in-person meetings and cells at the, you know, chapters, they call them, at the local level. Another great tool. And then finally, you know, just because there are still a lot of people out there who are worried that Biden is going to become president, I don't think it's completely outside the realm of possibility. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's, you know, if we're honest, there is always, of course, a possibility that could happen. God knows what will happen, but we don't. And so this is a great opportunity to educate conservatives about nullification, about the role of your county sheriff. And I know you guys in your county, you know, no such luck. But for a lot of us, we've got wonderful sheriffs. We need to be working with them. We need to be putting them in touch with Sheriff Richard Mack and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association so that if, in a nightmare scenario, Sleepy Joe and the revolutionary Kamala Harris become president and they decide they want to seize everybody's AR-14s, as Biden promised he was going to do, then we have our governors and we have our mayors and we have our sheriffs and we have our police chiefs saying anybody who comes into this county trying to confiscate somebody's firearm without due process of law. I mean, that means they're committed a crime and you're going to arrest them for something other than, you know, fake statute on gun control. Those people need to be arrested and they need to be prosecuted. And during the last 4 years, the Democrats showed us exactly how it's done. We're going to be a sanctuary state. We're going to be a sanctuary county. No church is going to be shut down in this county. No firearm owner is going to lose their right to their firearms. Free speech will be respected. This is a great educational opportunity for conservatives across America. Let's get everybody informed on the Constitution and the lawful legal means of resisting unconstitutional power grabs.
Amen. Alex Newman, thanks for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Before you go, though, where can people go to read your articles and also find out more information about the truth and what people can do?
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me, Matt. It's always such a pleasure, and I thank you so much for what you do. A lot of my articles appear at thenewamerican.com or in the print magazine. You can subscribe right at thenewamerican.com. My personal website is Liberty Sentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L. .org. And then if you put my name into any of the better search engines, not Google, you'll find a whole bunch of other stuff that I do. So thanks once again, Matt. Really appreciate it. God bless you.
Let's call them the real search engines, right? All right. Blessings to you. God, take care. Alex Newman, Liberty Sentinel Media, also senior editor at the New American Magazine, which once again was right and called the color revolution 6 months ahead of time. People are starting to listen now. So if you don't subscribe to New American Magazine or read it online, I would just go take a look at it. They're right a lot and way ahead of time usually. I want to go now to some breaking news, and I'm trying to do this as like kind of a little bit on the fly, so you'll have to forgive me, but massive, massive moves by President Trump to decapitate the coosters at the Pentagon. This is incredible stuff, what is going on right now, and this is right on the eve that he is going to be coming out on Sean Hannity with conclusive proof of fraud. That's what was tweeted by the president here only a couple of hours ago right now. Listen to this. So in addition to Secretary of Defense Esper, the top Pentagon policy official, the top Defense Department intelligence official, and the chief of staff to the defense secretary, all gone today out. And in place of the policy official, notably, Anthony Tata, who I mentioned very quickly earlier, is a truth teller. He supported Trump's pullout of Syria. He supported Trump's stand on the border and has told the truth about Islamic terrorists. I'm going to post an article on Parler about this here in a little bit. But really good moves coming from President Trump tonight. And wow. The fraud is being exposed. The swamp is being drained. This is a president that fights. I like fighters. And we all, as this generation, need to keep up the fight. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. God bless.